fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
It's 1984, 30 years late. I'm referring to George Orwell's famous book, which describes the use of words to confuse and dull down a society. I bring this up because now the liberals are celebrating the shrinking of full-time jobs, basically claiming they are bad. You don't need to work so much. So when you see bad unemployment numbers, it's actually a good thing. We worked hard to make it so you don't have to. Sounds like a commercial, doesn't it? I'm Lair Adams for the American Adversaries, and our listeners work hard all the way to Drive Time. Tuned in to AM 660, The Answer. Most Americans I know understand and are okay with the idea of the freedom to work more, to earn more, and want a nation with the opportunity to do so. Our host is an opportunist. He goes after liberal ideology like a pit bull every opportunity he gets. Christopher Hart!
I can't get enough of it. I love to devour it. Okay, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us tonight. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries in Drive Time, coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios in beautiful Altamont Springs, Florida. Don't forget, folks, for the best in Mercury Free dentistry, call Dr. James E. Hardy at 407-678-3399. He is my personal dental physician, dentist, and going there and tell him I said, hey. All right, welcome to the show. As I said, 407-774-8255 is our phone number. We've got a great show, I believe, lined up for you tonight. And we're going to start it off with our great dear friends, Ed and Mary Ganster from OS 91. That's Operation Safety 91. And I know that we have a lot of new listeners who haven't had the opportunity to hear Ed and Mary and what their organization is all about. So they're going to tell us what their organization is about. And, of course, they have their special annual bank coming up, so they're going to tell us about that as well. Tom Tillson's going to join us for a little while. We're going to talk about the immigration, whatever it is going on in the Boehner offices up in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, there's a scuttle.
We're also going to talk a little bit about Jay Leno's last show last night. There are a lot of people who say Jay Leno didn't want to leave. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then we have an author and a speaker who's going to be speaking actually tonight and tomorrow at the Eastern Orlando Tea Party. We'll give you the details. Her name is Chris Ann Hall. She's a constitutional attorney. She's a specialist in the Constitution, and not just the Constitution, but the documents and the thought that led up to the Constitution, what she calls the genealogy of the Constitution. So it's a free event tonight. It'll be at 7 p.m., so you still have time to get there at the Eastmont Civic Center, and the event tomorrow as well. And we'll be talking about that. And as I said, you can participate in that as well. 407-774-8255 is the number. And I would like now to go immediately to our guests who are in the studio with us. And, you know, folks, if you've been listening to this show for a long time, you know who Ed and Mary are, because they were, you weren't, I believe, the first guest, but you were the second or third guest on our show.
The first couple.
Exactly.
Really?
And
right.
I believe Roger Stradley was the first guest, and he was with the Tunnel of the Towers run. It's because of you folks, great things have happened to us, Ed and Mary, I'm talking about. Because of you, we now have Colonel Danny McKnight as a part of our show. And he is, every time he's in here, it's a powerful show. Yeah. And we would not know him had we not known you.
Isn't that wonderful?
And we probably wouldn't know Mike McBath.
Because
he is a part of our show because of Danny McKnight.
Isn't that amazing?
And it's a small world.
And Mike has led us to a lot of other great. So let's just go for those folks out there who don't know that you've been with us and a part of our show for a long time. What you're all about. What is OS 91?
Gladly. Operation Safety 91, OS 91, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization founded in 2008 to honor and protect America's first responders, active, retired, reserve, and veteran, firefighters, EMS, law enforcement, and military. We honor them with a tribute event once a year in Orlando at the Rosen Center, and we protect them with Psalm 91. So that sums it up in a sentence or two.
Where can people go to your website? How do they get to your website?
OS91.com. That stands for Operation Safety 91. OS91.com.
Ed, why'd you start this organization?
Well, the Lord put it on my heart that we needed to do something to say thank you to all the veterans who are out there and our current responders. They do so much. They're behind the scenes. They don't readily accept thanks. They just take it for granted. This is my job.
As a matter of fact, if you thank them, they often are embarrassed by that.
Yes, and they will thank us back for thanking them. Yes. The other day, we were at a Perkins, and we met a young gentleman who's young at 38 years of military service. Wow. He said, I have been thanked hundreds of times. I have never been hugged once before. Mary is huggy.
Oh, yes. She'll grab you and put you in a bear hug in a heartbeat, buddy. And it's genuine, too.
You can Amen.
The psalm that you have on the on your cards, that is the psalm, did you pick that? Or is that something that the organization had actually been using?
God put it all together. God absolutely put this all together. But Psalm 91 is called the Soldier's Prayer, and it's God's covenant of protection. And Peggy Joyce Ruth, the author of probably a dozen Psalm 91 books, mm-hmm. was in Orlando televising. Ed happened to catch it. He said, you have to see this lady. And that was right before we were putting Operation Safety 91 together. That was a connection which started us distributing Psalm 91 all over, actually, the United States and then beyond.
Yeah. Now, Ed, the event that's coming up at the end of this month, tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Every year, we have a luncheon event at the Rosen Center Hotel. We have that because two chiefs, a police chief and a fire chief, said, if you have a luncheon, they will come.
It's kind of like us guys around here.
Yeah, radio people, she's going to say.
And so if any responders are listening, you're open to this. Okay. And so anyway, we started it, and it has been very successful. Mr. Rosen, we have named him in the first event as Orlando's ambassador to America's first responders. I think more responders stay at his hotels when they come to Orlando than any other place. He is a phenomenal man with a genuine, huge heart for responders. And so he really welcomes us and all that we do.
Now, if there are responders out there, active or retired, and didn't know anything about this, how can they perhaps come?
Go to our website and register on the website. It will be free for you. Okay. Others who are not responders, past, present, or retired or veteran, and would like to come, wives, for example, friends, partners, just
supporters.
People, supporters, people who are interested. Yes, we do have a limited number of tickets available. They are $45 each. It is well worth that. It is something this year.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to this, you will never forget this.
And the $45, you're going to get a very good meal as a part of this.
You sure, yes. Do. Chris has been there many times.
Inside the Rosen, of course.
Yeah. They have top ranked chefs over there, and they really put it on. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, they do. Yeah, we're very proud of the fact that Colonel McKnight joined us. That happened 2.5 years ago, where he said, "I have 2 grandchildren, and the way our country is going now, they will not grow up in the country in which I grew up. I want to be part of what you're doing." Yeah. And that's why he's with us and here every month with you folks.
Absolutely. As I said, you know, we're blessed because of you with him.
Yeah.
And he is a great part of our show, and the expertise that he brings is unmatched.
Tell it like it is.
And his ability to tell it like it is is unmatched as well. I sit in admiration of him. Now, can you tell us a little bit about what's going to happen at the event?
I sure can. Okay, this past October 4th was the 20th anniversary of the Battle of Mogadishu, of which Colonel McKnight was the ground commander. Most of you folks have either read or seen a movie called Black Hawk Down. That is the Battle of Mogadishu. It was just celebrated. It's been celebrated.
Commemorated,
excuse me. Yes, you don't celebrate when 17 men lose their lives.
Yes.
Okay. The final commemoration of that will be our event, which is 3 weeks today at the Rosen Center Hotel, a luncheon. It will be the final commemoration of the 20th anniversary of Black Hawk Down. So anyone who would like to come, it will be extremely special.
And let me just tell you, you will be in the safest place in town because you have hundreds, literally, of first responders there.
Including police with guns.
Yes, who take time out of their day.
If that building catches on fire, if terrorists come in, if there's a flood.
They'd have to be foolish to go anywhere near there. Once again, go to os91.com. Everyone is invited. There are limited seating for people who are not first responders. It is free to you if you are an active or retired first responder. And, of course, that means firefighter, EMT, police, and any military personnel.
Yes.
And it's free to you. To anyone else who would like to come, there's limited seating. It's $45, but it is a great event. And let me just say, when you walk out of there, you will be glad that you were there.
Yes.
When you're sitting there, you'll have that feeling like, this is where I'm supposed to be
right now.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those events.
That's right.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago when you had the flag of honor there, it was goosebumps galore.
Tears
in the audience. It's a powerful event, folks, that you just can't – this is not something that you can get anywhere. You can't buy tickets, you know, at Ticketmaster to go something like this. Right. This is a very special event for very special people. And if you do appreciate what these folks do and you have the opportunity, you need to be there.
Yes.
And just keep in mind that you're in a hall of heroes.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly, yes. We're expecting in the neighborhood of 600 people for this luncheon. This is the biggest we will ever have had. And the deadline for tickets is the 17th of this month, which is a week and a half.
That's it.
Yeah. However, if we run out of tickets before then, shame on you. You didn't get there early.
Yeah, you're out of luck.
Limited tickets. Once again, that's os91.com. We're going to continue the conversation with Ed and Mary later on in the show. But when we go to the break here, if you'd like more information, call us right now. If you have questions for them, you can call now, and we'll handle those questions. That's 407-774-8255. I will be there that afternoon. It starts at 12, doesn't it?
Yes.
No.
No,
11:30.
11:30. Okay, 11:30 this year. It'll start at 11:30. That's the Rosen, and it's down on I Drive. Which Rosen is it?
The center, the Rosen's, high one, the 26th story.
9840 I Drive.
Okay, 9840 I Drive. Of course, all this information will be on our Facebook site. We will be talking about this more between now and the event, but don't wait around. With the limited tickets, you need
to
get in right now. OS91, go there, os91.com. Don't go away, though. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries in Drive Time on AM 660, The Answer. Larry Adams, Christopher Hart in the studio with you. We have Ed and Mary Ganster with us as well. We'll rejoin them here momentarily. But right now we have our man from BizPack Review, and you can find his work at bizpackreview.com. That's BizPackReview.com. Tom Tillison with us. Hey, Tom, how are you this wet afternoon?
Hey, guys, I'm staying dry and doing well. How about yourself?
Managing to stay dry, although I got a little wet coming from the car into the studios. But we needed the rain, so I'm not complaining. But anybody who's out there on the roads, please give yourself extra time and do turn those headlights on. Okay, Tom, first of all, I guess we all owe ourselves a pat on the back because it was because, evidently, according to the Wall Street Journal, because of talk radio, that the immigration plan has become stalled in the House of Representatives. So here's a high five to you.
Well, actually, I would go to you guys. You're leading the charge here in Orlando. But I think there's a little bit more to it than just that alone.
What do you think's going on? You know, whenever I hear somebody in Washington, D.C. say, we're not going to do something, I get chills up and down my spine.
The first thing I would say is Republican leadership, I think, is dead set on doing something on immigration. However, you know, they met recently, the whole caucus got together, and, you know, there's a strong conservative contingent, if you want to call them the Tea Party contingent. I think that's accurate, but there's a strong contingent within the party that's not willing to support immigration reform, primarily because they don't trust Barack Obama, which, you know, rightfully so. You know, part of the deal is supposedly they're going to, you know, for finally, once and for all, secure our borders, and they simply don't trust that the president will follow through.
And rightfully so. I know Lair has brought this issue up with Senator Ron Johnson, you know, the Republican from Wisconsin, in talking about Obamacare and other things. When he put to the question directly to the senator, how can you trust this administration if with any deal? And the senator's response was, well, we can't. And if that's the case, and I've made this plea before, and I guess maybe this is what I'm guilty of, according to the Wall Street Journal, is you'd have to have a hole in your head to negotiate with somebody that you can't trust in the end.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this man has proven, Barack Obama, that he will only enforce laws that he agrees with. And you're right. There's no reason at all to expect him to hold up his end of any deal that they strike.
Yeah, and in this is a lesson, you know, for the Republic, and that is that when any one branch of the government goes off the deep end, the other branches of the government are going to begin to balk at that. And that's what we're seeing happen with Barack Obama and his use of the pen and the phone, as he likes to put it. And that is that the trust breaks down, and eventually even the pen and phone aren't going to get things done for you.
Well, that's starting to show up in the polls, and we all see that. But also, Chris, you know, the rumor is, and I think this is what is prompting Boehner to try to get out in front of this issue right now, but the rumor is if he does try to pursue immigration reform, that his speakership may be on the line in 2014 or the next Congress.
Well, his speakership, if it's based, if part of the job requirement to be a speaker is to be a leader, he falls very short of
that.
Yeah,
I was going to say he's online anyway.
Yeah, I would think he's on. But you're absolutely right. I think that there would have been a few.
Good motivation,
yeah,
though,
if you will, in the party if that had happened. However, there are indications that this may not be over. A fellow by the name of, according to the Wall Street Journal, Ali Noorani, who heads a pro-immigration coalition of religious law enforcement and business leaders, said he was told by congressional aides to just take a deep breath, that the wheels are still turning. So anytime when I hear something like, we're not going to do this, I begin to suspect that, well, what are you up to?
Well, if they don't do it, it won't be because John Boehner doesn't want to do it, in my opinion. I think he firmly wants to do this. For whatever reason, the Republican leadership believes this is in their best interest, and it will help them in the polls in November. And they're adamant about wanting to do something with immigration reform. Unfortunately for them, they don't have the votes within their own caucus to pull it off.
Yeah. And, you know, if they want to lay the blame at our feet around here, I'm only too happy to accept it. Because if it means stopping bad legislation, I'm all for that. You know, I'm not for passing legislation just to pat ourselves on the back and say we did something. You know, Tom?
Well, again, they're sort of going along with public opinion, or at least what the polls are saying. But we saw this back in the 80s with Ronald Reagan when they embraced this issue of amnesty or whatever, however you want to refer to it, because immigration reform, at the end of the day, it's amnesty. They did that back in the 80s, and it didn't really help the party.
No, and it made the problem of illegal immigration worse. All right, hey, Tom, let's change gears here for a second, shift gears, and talk about Jay Leno's last show, because you wrote about that. You wrote about his opening monologue.
Yeah, you know, Leno's a class act, and you know, the one thing I think we'll miss most about Leno compared to most other late-night comedians, he's about the only one that at least was, you know, tried to be down, you know, down the middle of the road and
sure,
at the left and right.
Yeah. And, you know, I tried to stay up. Usually I'm already, you know, making Z's by that time. But I tried to stay up last night to catch his last show. Doggone, I dozed off just as he was beginning the monologue and woke up just as he was giving his last goodbye. So I missed the monologue. Kind of fill me in. And what did you think of it? Because Mike Gallagher was talking about this morning, saying that Jay Leno didn't want to leave, that according to Gallagher, he was forced out.
Well, you know, he did get a good shot in at Barack Obama, or at least at Obamacare, in the opening monologue, basically saying now that he's not employed by NBC any longer, he's going to be forced to go on to Obamacare.
No, see, he's looking at it all wrong. Now he doesn't have to do his show because he doesn't have to worry about his health care anymore.
But, you know, I think you're right. I mean, again, supposedly this was a mutual agreement for the best interest of The Tonight Show. It's time, as he kept saying, it was time to pass the torch. So supposedly it was a mutual agreement, but you just sort of sense, if you look at the ratings in that show, the ratings were as good as they ever were.
Better. The closer he got to ending the show, the better the ratings were getting.
Exactly.
And he was already ahead. I mean, he was already beating the competition.
That's the thing about it. You know, not only were they great ratings, but he was beating the competition. You know, it was Greta Van Susteren who said yesterday, you know, Fox ought to, you know, slip in now and sign Jay Leno and put him on, you know, the same time slot during the week and go up against The Tonight Show.
Well, he's already got 10 dates booked for the next year. He's back on the trail. Folks, American Adversaries.
Well, we haven't seen the last of him.
We haven't seen the last of Tom. We'll be back.
Here is tonight's American Adversary SoundbiteRx.com News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's SoundbiteRx.com News Minute is being brought to you by Lake Mary Jewelers. For that special gift, for that special someone, go to Lake Mary Jewelers at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. Call them today, 407-878-6230. Now, here's Christopher Hart with Ted Bogert of SoundbiteRx.com.
Ted, in spite of the fact that a special prosecutor has not been appointed to investigate the IRS scandal, but an Obama donor has been appointed, damaging facts about the scandal continue to trickle down to us, including the latest, now on SoundbiteRx.com.
That's right, Chris. There on the site, we posted an article today. There's an email that has the IRS's learner, the Treasury Department, secretly drafted new rules to restrict nonprofits. And you remember, of course, what the controversy was there,
right.
Is that they targeted Tea Party, targeted Republican, targeted anything that wasn't really going along with the Obama administration's point of reference or what they wanted to accomplish. And now they have actually conspired to draft new 501c4 regulations to restrict the activity of conservative groups, but in a way where they're not going to disclose it publicly. So basically, here we are again. They're doing things behind the scenes. They are targeting groups that don't go along with their politics. And I don't know how we as a country are not getting incited and angry about this when it's the IRS who has so much control and so many people are afraid of. And, of course, they're the ones that are running the health care department as well. So the whole thing is just such a mess, Chris, and it just shows how much evil there is going on in this administration.
Well, the most troubling thing about this revelation is that it confirms that the IRS was going out of its way to keep what it was doing from being found out by anyone.
That's right. So we've got this organization that collects so much money that, again, it's all our taxes, it's health care, and here we have them doing secret meetings and secret emails and targeting groups. So I don't know how that is even possible that we have not investigated this anymore and that the administration continues to push it under the rug like they do everything else. We should all be outraged by this.
Well, hopefully the cries for a special prosecutor will now just get louder.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Ted.
Oh, the hottest guys on American Adversary. Love ya.
And we're joined in the studio tonight by a really hot guy, and that, of course, is Ed Ganster.
Amen.
That's from his really hot wife, Mary, as well. All right, I am Christopher Hart, and along with Lair Adams, we are coming to you live. We are the American Adversaries Drive Time in the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios.
Mary, have you ever thought about a career in professional wrestling? You know, one of the gorgeous ladies of wrestling?
Oh, no. Okay.
She is a quite talented artist, however, portrait artist. We are on AM 660. The Answer. And, of course, Ed and Mary are with Operation Safety 91, and they're going to join us here again in a little while to tell us about their great event coming up here in 3 weeks from today. But right now, I'd like to go to our next guest because she is going to be at an event speaking tonight, which is free to you folks. If you'd like to come over to the Eastmont Civic Center, which is on Magnolia, that's on the east side of Altamont Springs here in Florida, Orlando here in Central Florida. That event starts at 7. It'll go for about 2 hours. That is free tonight. Also, there's an event that our guest is going to be speaking at tomorrow, which starts at 9 a.m., and that's going to be at the Westmont Civic Center. That's over there on that road, right over there where Chuck E. Cheese is. That's Bill's Lane. We'll give you more details about that, but I want to get to our guest because she's a former state prosecutor, got her law degree from the University of Florida to make all you Gators out there happy, and but she was fired. Why? Because she was teaching the Constitution. To who? Well, who else? The Tea Party. So let's go right now to our guest, Chris Ann Hall. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Oh, well, thank you for the invitation. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we appreciate it. First of all, how did you come to be a constitutional specialist? It appears that you are a state prosecutor. That doesn't necessarily call for a constitutional specialist, does it?
No, it doesn't. But I also worked for a constitutional law firm. And practiced First Amendment law. I traveled around the country and defended people who had been arrested in violation of their First Amendment liberties.
Yeah, mostly,
you know, we still have people doing stuff like that.
Mostly religious violations, that sort of thing?
Yeah, pretty much. It was people who were preaching on street corners, people who were handing out gospel tracts and on campuses or in parks and that sort of thing.
So you would defend these people who were being prosecuted for doing this?
Right.
For doing these atrocities.
Right. Well, they were called disorderly conduct.
Yeah. Handing out the gospel. That's disorderly, all right. But you became a constitutional specialist, and then you were fired for teaching the Constitution to the Tea Party. How did that come about?
Well, I was given an ultimatum and told that I could associate with right-wing fringe groups or I could keep my job.
Right-wing fringe groups, of course, meaning the Tea Party.
Right. Well, it was also the Republican Executive Committee as well, I suppose.
Oh, is that?
The people that I mostly teach. Right. You know, I was mostly taught them. So, and I was also told that because I believed in limited government, that was an ethical conflict of interest for anyone who worked for the government.
And you saw the higher calling in teaching.
Right.
And so that's what you're doing, and that's kind of what you're going to be doing tonight. Now, this is going to be a free event at the Eastmont Civic Center. It's being sponsored by the Eastern Orlando Tea Party. I invite you to go on over there, folks. They got some great refreshments, and you'll be able to see and hear Chris Ann speak, and I'm sure you're going to be taking questions as well. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Uh-huh. And tonight it starts at 7. It'll be from 7 to 9. Now, what's going to be the focus of your presentation tonight, Chris Ann?
Well, they've asked me to come in and teach about the difference between a republic and a democracy and why our founders chose a republic over a democracy. And it's my take that if we actually understood that difference, we wouldn't be tolerating even our conservative, you know, those who can call themselves conservative representatives to accidentally or even unknowingly call us a democracy, because there really is such a big difference. And if you really believe that we're in a republic, if you can't define it, then you can't defend it. So we are going to go into the historical roots as to why we have a republic, how we got from a kingdom to a republic, and why they chose a republic and not a democracy. We're going to discuss things like electoral college, and we're probably even going to discuss things like sovereignty and Article 5 conventions.
Well, that's fascinating. And you call this basically what you're describing here the genealogy of the Constitution itself.
Well, that, the genealogy is a different sort of lesson. This is a tailored lesson based on what they've asked for.
I see.
But I do teach what they call what I have called the genealogy. It's the 700 years that it took to write the Constitution, and five fundamental documents that had to be written before our Declaration and Constitution and Bill of Rights can be taught or even understood. Last year, actually, I taught 265 meetings in 22 states.
Wow.
So I stay pretty busy. I'm away from home about 3 weeks out of every month. My son is 7. He's homeschooled, so he gets to come with me sometimes. But my husband is the pastor of our church, and he is my rock. He is my spiritual rock, and I couldn't do what I do without him. But the reason it's free is because I do everything for free. I have no speaking fees. I don't charge anything for travel or accommodations. I have books that are available that people can get the books and help with the cost of travel. And then we also have people who donate to our cause as well.
Yeah. Christiane, Lair Adams here. Now, with you doing all this, doesn't this actually make you a right-wing extremist?
Well, you know, I think I'm standing in pretty good company, though. I mean, because I don't teach my own opinion. I teach historical fact, and I teach from the words of the framers themselves. I don't need to interpret them because, frankly, they wrote pretty clearly. And so since I believe that I'm repeating their words to you, then I suppose that makes them right-wing fringe people as well. So I found myself in good company with Madison and Patrick Henry and James Otis Jr. and Mercy Otis Warren.
Yeah, I think it's the quality of your company, not the quantity of the company that you stand with, in my opinion.
the framers said it's not in numbers that we have victory, it's in unity.
There you go. You have written a book called Not a Living Document, Reclaiming Our Constitution. Can you people find that at your website? And
yes,
what is your website, please?
My website is chrisannehall.com, K-R-I-S. ANNEHALL.com. I've written that book, but I've also written two children's books that teach this 700 years of history. And one is for middle school and high school students called Essential Stories for Junior Patriots. And the other is for elementary school and younger. We call it From the Womb Up. It's a read-to-me book. And that one's called Bedtime Stories for Budding Patriots.
Now, will you have these available at the events tonight and tomorrow?
They will be available at events tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow is a very interesting event. Tomorrow is my Roots of Liberty workshop, where I will be going through the genealogy of the Constitution. But then I walk through the entire Bill of Rights, 1 through 10. Why is the first? Why are there five liberties in them? Why didn't they break them down into five separate ones? What do 2, 3, and 4 have in common together? Why are they important to each other? Does shall not be infringed actually mean shall not be infringed? And then I group 5, 6, 7, and 8 and tell you the importance of due process, where it came from. We didn't invent it. And then I cover the two most important clauses in the entire Constitution, I mean, including the articles and everything, and that's the 9th and 10th Amendments. And I tell you why those are the most important.
And that event will be held tomorrow starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. There will be a $10 fee for that. It'll be an all-day event, 9 till 3. And that will be at the Westmont Civic Center. And that is on Bill's Lane, 624 Bill's Lane. And that's the street right there where Chuck E. Cheese is. And that's on the west side of I-4. Eastmont Civic Center tonight. That's on Magnolia Road. That's the east side of I-4, the east side of the Altamont Mall. and Westmont Civic Center tomorrow. 7 o'clock to 9 tonight, 9 to 3 tomorrow. And when you present these events, do you get a lot of younger people, or who comes to these events typically?
Oh, I have taught people from 6 years old to 96 years old. I have taught Supreme Court justices on the state level. I've taught men and women with PhD degrees in American history in political science. And they have all come and told me that they've learned more in the first hour of my workshop than they did in their entire education.
Let me ask you this. If there's somebody out there who would love to, you know, learn these things but can't make it to your workshop tomorrow, can they get do you have it on DVD or something like that?
I do. On my website, you go to chrisannhall.com and go to the shop tab. You can find my books and a 3-DVD set of the workshops. It's not my husband with a camcorder, I tell everybody. It's a professional videographer, a digital rendition. It's on 3 DVDs, and they're chaptered out, so you don't have to watch the whole thing at one time. But I tell you what, I have so many people tell me that they sat down to just watch a segment or two, and they didn't stop until it was over.
You know, this is fascinating stuff, especially for anybody who appreciates history and how we got our Constitution, because as much work as our founding fathers put into it, it just didn't, you know, occur in a vacuum. As you say, it had 700 years of history that you say led up to it.
Right, and we have been taught so many things about our Constitution that are absolutely false. So many things that even our conservative groups believe to be true. For example, what year did women get the right to vote in America?
Well, most people would think that it was when in the 20s.
Yeah, 1920, because of the women's suffrage movement.
Right.
But
yes.
The truth of the matter is women always had the right to vote in this country. There's nothing in the Constitution that prevented women from voting, and they actually voted until 1807 when state leaders got together and started monkeying with who could vote and who could not vote so they could consolidate power to themselves.
And that was 18 what?
1807.
Wow.
Wow. So, folks, a lot of fascinating information that you'll find out from Chris Ann Hall. Once again, tonight at the Eastmont Civic Center, that's on Magnolia in Altamont Springs, free from 7 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow morning from 9 to 3 at the Westmont Civic Center, and that's on Bill's Lane. That's right there where Chuck E. Cheese is. And there will be a $10 charge for that, but seniors and students do get in free for that event as well. And it's going to be fascinating stuff. And, Chris Ann, I know you're coming back in October, but I'd like to get you back on our show in the meantime.
Oh, sure, anytime. I love doing radio. I have my own radio show. I do.
Oh, well, tell us when and where.
Yeah. Well, it's syndicated, so you can I don't think you have it anywhere local, but you can catch it on the Internet.
Okay.
I'm Monday through Friday. It airs at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Or at 6:30 at night. You can catch it both on the Internet there.
How long?
And then on Sunday, you can catch it from 4 to 5 on the Internet. Now, the Sunday show is syndicated through Genesis Communications Network. And you can find the links to all of this stuff to my on my website.
All right. All right. Well, we wish all you the best and success. And, you know, keep charging forward out there because you're doing great work.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the show.
All right. Well,
we've already learned a lot ourselves.
Absolutely. All right, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Where you and the president can wrestle for the truth.
We're still in this wrestling match with
Blair Adams and Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries.
That's right, folks. We know all the holds, all the tongue locks. Oh, we didn't. What do they call those things? Man? The wrestlers, the American Adversaries. Brain here. Up. Blair Adams here with Christopher Hart. And in the studio with us, our favorite couple, our longest. What would you call it, Chris? The earliest couple that we had on our show, Ed and Mary Ganster are here with us. We have a great time when they're here. And Mary, during the break, was checking on her phone. Our last guest that was just up there, Chris Ann Hall. Mary was checking on her website. And what did you find out about that, Mary?
I am totally impressed. I thought, I am going to pray for this lady. She is doing an amazing job. And her website, I'm looking at it on an iPhone, so I'm not getting a computer view, but the things that she's got available, the education, the resources, even for little ones, to start teaching them when they're little. Oh, my goodness.
That's so important, and especially in this day and age when they're going to Common Core, which we call Common something else around here, but I'll refrain from doing that. But chrisannhall.com, go to Chris Ann Hall. That's chrisannehall.com. And if you can, make it to the Eastmont Civic Center tonight at 7. That's free. And the Westmont Civic Center tomorrow at 9 for $10, unless you're a senior or you're a student, which, again, it will be free.
Yeah, Chris, we can just call Common Core Big Brother Education.
Yeah, that's right. But now I'd like to go back to Ed and Mary again and talk about their event, because once again, this is a very special event. It's a way for us, quote-unquote, civilians, to pay tribute to those who daily put their lives out there on the line for all of us. I mean, it may not be, immediately they have to do something to save me, but they are there in case we need it.
Right.
And, of course, we're talking about our military, and that includes Coast Guard.
Yes.
And we're also talking about firefighters, EMT, police officers, sheriff's deputies, highway patrol, state,
yes,
any sort of law enforcement, FBI.
Yes.
And all these folks come out to your event, Ed. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and dispatch. Dispatch, we don't forget them. Corrections officers, we don't forget them.
Parole officers?
Yes.
Probation officers?
Yes. And if you fit in one of these categories or you would like to show your appreciation and be a part of this event, you're welcome to. It's free for you first responders, whether you are active or retired. You go to os91.com, and anyone else who would like to attend, it's limited seating, limited tickets left, but you can get them while they last for $45. It'll be a great event. It's at the Harris Rosen Center Hotel on I-Drive, and it'll be a great luncheon. It's great food, and it'll be great fellowship, and when you come away, you'll feel like it was well worth it. And once again, you can find out about your ticket information at os91.com. Ed, before we go out of here tonight, I'm going to actually read Psalm 91, which is on the card.
Wonderful.
That you hand out. Thank you. You gave me some stuff with bigger print here, but you can see the one I carry in my wallet.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
It's
And I pull it out and use it. That's
it's
right,
used.
Sir.
Got mine, too.
That's right, sir.
You know,
wonderful.
And, I'm part of this here world, too.
That's
so,
right.
But it's a great thing that you do. And once again, tell us about the event and tell us a little bit more about the event, because you haven't given us all the details yet.
I have not. But before I do that, Chris, I must say something about last week. All of us on television and internet saw one of the most horrendous situations for a responder that exists. It was the pileup in the city of Atlanta. 2,100 cars in pileups. People who were injured, who were dying, who were bleeding, broken bones, and the responders could not get to them. My heart went out to those guys, because that's the very core of who they are and what they do, to help others, and they couldn't do it. So our hearts go out to them. The event is at the Rosen Center. It's to honor our responders for what they do and for the great sacrifice and the risk that they're in. I must mention that at our board meeting, Colonel McKnight said, my grandson was with me at the last event and never stopped talking about what that event was. We need to have the youth at this event now. They will be there. We have invited 8 ROTC schools, 8 explorer groups, fire and police, and 3 high schools who support us regularly. We're going to have 100 youth there who want to become what they're going to be with. That is hero responders.
And speaking of tributes, you also pay tribute to those who last year lost their lives.
Absolutely.
In the line of duty.
Yes. And Mary, as Chris mentioned, is a portrait artist. And she has done 2 portraits for 2 of our responders who have died from Orange County Sheriff Office.
Hmm.
And they will be presented by Sheriff Demings live at the event.
Oh, wow.
On the way over, we just found out the one lady doesn't even know that this is being done of her husband.
Oh, that'll be very, very, very touching.
Yes.
In a bit of, I think it's good news, if I'm correct, I believe the number of police killed in the line of duty last year actually went down again.
It did. That's correct. Yes, yes. We are just so proud to do what we do. As I said to many responders, if I gave you a check for $10 million, it would not pay for what you do in your responder ship as a officer or a firefighter or military.
Yeah. And it's a powerful thing that these folks do by providing these first responders with a card that has Psalm 91 on it. Because in times of trouble, in times of doubt, in times of need, it is something that they can go to, like I'm in mine. And it brings people who pray know the power of prayer.
Mm.
And
can I do a short testimony?
Sure.
Got this from Pennsylvania 2 days ago. There was a paramedic who ended up in the hospital in ICU in a coma. His wife pulled out a Psalm 91 card, prayed it over him every day. And in 14 or 15 days, he woke up, said, "I love you, sweetheart." And she's going around the hospital giving out Psalm 91 cards saying, "Pray this over your loved one." And honestly, it's because of that.
And that's not an isolated event.
Oh, no, no.
You're constantly telling me about
yes.
the latest one,
yes,
basically.
Yes, right.
Folks, I want to read to you now Psalm 91, so you know what we're talking about here. And if you know anyone out there who is a first responder, be it military or otherwise, OS 91, you need to get a hold of them to get them this.
Yes.
"He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness as a shield and a bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, or of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and serpent you will trample down. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life, I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation."
Hallelujah.
That is Psalm 91, and that is powerful stuff.
It sure
Amen.
Is. Yeah. I would like to mention here in closing that 501c3 is Operation Safety 91. We operate totally on the contributions and donations of people. Mary and I have had this for 5 years and have not received $1 in compensation from OS 91. Everything that is given us is used to make cards. We have given out 600,000 cards in 44 states and 8 countries. And so God's protection is out there. If anyone listening would like to donate to what we are doing, we would appreciate that. If you have a business and you'd like to give $200, your business name will be in our official program. You can go to our website about that.
There is a timeline for that.
All right. Yes. That's OS 91. And by the way, we just got a request. The event is 3 weeks from today.
Right.
Yes.
3 weeks from today.
February 28th.
That's
yes.
right. Get those tickets now, though, because there's a limited number. OS91.com is the place. 3 weeks from today is the event. And you will want to be there. You will be glad that you go.
Folks, American Adversaries are done this week. Be sure to listen to us Sunday night, 5 o'clock. Have a good weekend.
Night, everybody.
AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Communications. Intelligent, conservative, AM 660.